Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose.
Week 227 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and I'm called into the switchboard in New York, and our special guest is from British Columbia. It's the lovely Sharon Taphorn, and I'm sure a lot of you have already met her before, and she's the author of a lovely book, well, two I think. She's written Angels, Guides and Other Realms, and she's a new book, and her work is multidimensional, and she's practiced in many modalities and quantum experiences. Wow, so we're going to bring her on shortly. And we usually join up with Gary Moore in Oregon about now, but he's off doing a special sacred ceremony somewhere over there in America, so I'm afraid we won't be hearing his dulcet tones today. But anyway, last week I was speaking to Pete Spencer about some politically sensitive things, and we were having a laugh about disappearing off the airwaves if we became on a government hit list. So I had to laugh when I saw on Facebook a comment saying that if you're not on the government hit list yet, you're slipping up, or you should be, and you should be ashamed of yourself. So I thought that was really funny. Anyway, before we bring our guests on, we're going to play a beautiful song by Catherine Jenkins. It's called Angel. I'm with a bit of a weird sound today.
All your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always one reason to feel not good.
That was the beautiful Catherine Jenkins. And this is the show where we cross time zones and dimensions to join hearts and create a worldwide circle of love. So before we do anything else, we're going to bring our lovely guest on. So are you there, Sharon? Sharon Taphorn.
I am here.
From Shifting Times Radio. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So nice to have you back. Oh, anytime. You're always a wonderful guest. Okay, so you've got a new book, did you say?
I do. I have Angels, Guides, and Other Realms, which really is like a combination. I guess it's like 6 years of work, actually, has gone into this book. It was supposed to be my first book, but when I got hurt, I had to stop writing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took a little longer to get out, and I was feeling quite sad. And the angel said to me one day, well, you know, you write every day with your angel messages, put a bunch of those together and have that as your first book. So I did that for my first book. And so it took about a year and a half later, and finally the next one's done and ready to go.
Wow. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Mm.
It is pretty exciting.
Yeah, so you'll have to give us the link to put in the chat room where we can see your book and purchase a copy of it.
Sure. Right now the links are on my website, which is www.playingwiththeuniverse.com. And I have some links right there on the front page for everybody to check out. And
Playing with the Universe.
That's right.
Okay, can you type it into the chat room at all?
I sure can.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oops.
Of course, it helps if I put my cursor on chat. I used to have it just as my name, and then I changed it to Playing with the Universe, because really that's what we're all doing out there. It's just out there learning how to play with all the energy.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to always say that to people. I used to say, well, you know, just go out and play with the universe, because, you know, I was a bored child who grew up in the bush and did a lot of things that helped develop my six senses by being out there playing with the universe.
Right. Yeah, that's brilliant. So you meditate every day and tune in to your spirit guides for your messages.
I do.
And do you know exactly who is giving you the messages, the name of the angels?
You know, sometimes, like, and this is what I did for the book, and so this is what the book is mainly about, was people would ask me, well, who should I work with for this, and who should I work with for that? And, you know, I think one of the greatest resources is Doreen Virtue's book, Angels and Ascended Masters, I think, or Archangels and Ascended Masters. And so it gives you a little bit. And so what I did was I wanted to get to know them. When I first started working with my guides and angels, I never got names. When I would ask who they were, I would get sounds. And what they did, which mean nothing to me, I don't know anything. I was kicked out of band class in grade five, and that was the end of my, because I was too disruptive, because I laughed too much. every time I made my clarinet squeak, I laughed.
Yeah.
And anyway, so they would give me sounds, which really don't mean a lot to me. And they said what they wanted me to do was recognize the energies of who I was communicating with. And so through my show, Calling All Angels, and the book, I would call in specific angels and masters. And then as I was doing that, and I would, of course, recognize energies of ones that I have worked with. And so I would say that in my little entourage, Archangel Michael's always around, and Archangel Raphael, which I hadn't realized, is one of the guides I work with quite often, and Archangel Metatron, as well as some other guides that, like Master Lantu, who I had no idea who he even was until I called him in, and he said, well, here I am. And I went, oh my God. you know, and so it was a really interesting awakening for me, because I never really called them names. I gave them nicknames, because they really wanted me to recognize energies, what felt right, what felt good. And so that was a big part of my teaching, not necessarily names. They said that oftentimes we get caught up into the ego of names, like, oh, I'm channeling Jesus.
Look, yeah, at me. I know what you mean,
and
yeah.
We wanted to avoid that, so that's why they would give me sounds, and that they wanted me to learn to trust. And so now I get more of a feeling of it sometimes, but really I just usually call them the guys or, you know, things like that. I didn't really I didn't get caught up in it because they asked me not to. And
yeah.
So I'm glad, because then I recognize, you know, so I know feelings, good feelings, bad feelings really quickly.
Yeah, well, some people call them the posse of angels, because there's a collective, isn't there? of angels that you're working with.
And that's it. Most people have, you know, have an entourage of at least 3 to 5 beings that are working with them. Some stay with you all your life, and some are transient. Some you can call in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's times in my life when I was having a really traumatic experience and I didn't know what to do. And I went to Doreen Virtue's book and looked up some guides and called them in. And it made a difference. It really did make a difference. It was my son was in a bit of legal trouble, and he was a minor at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to do. And so I called in, I think it was Ida Ten, who is the Japanese god of justice, and Archangel Michael and a few other for protection. And I said, you know, I want this taken care of as quickly and easily as possible with, you know, keeping my son safe from all of this. But I want all the right people into place to make that this happen, like, really quickly. I got a phone call from the Crown Prosecutor in the morning, and she said that my son, she gave me a whole bunch of stuff. They were going to release him on these horrendous rules that I was thinking I would never be able to enforce, but I was going to agree to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff. Anyway, she said, you know, he'll be released in a little while, blah, blah, blah. And a little while, I think it was half an hour later, she phoned me back and she said, Mrs. Taphorn, I am so sorry that this has happened. There has been a gravest mistake and your son should never have been arrested. If there is ever an issue that has anything to do with this again, I will contact you personally, not the Vancouver police, and blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't believe how, like, quickly it was all, like, the right people were in place and it was taken care of really quickly. And it was really amazing. And so that was a really enlightening, although not pleasant, experience to go through. But really, it was pretty amazing to see how fast, like, all the right people were put into place.
Mm.
And, you know, it was taken care of quickly and easily and, you know, scared the heck out of my son. So, you know, in a good way, that wasn't a bad thing.
Wow.
And, you know, and it wasn't, and he wasn't harmed in any way. So, you know, that was all the important stuff of it. So it was really amazing to, you know, so you can call them in, you can, you know, pick specific ones. A big part of it is just trusting that they're there and asking for help. They're governed by free will.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we don't ask them, they're just standing there waiting. Lots of people have unemployed angels that are hanging around them because they don't ask for help.
No, and they're not allowed to help unless you ask them, are they?
That's right. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, people say, oh, yeah, I was in an emergency situation and they came, because, of course, when we're panicking, we go, oh, dear God, help, you know, and boom, there you go. Your help arrives, because, of course, up to that point, we haven't really asked for it, because sometimes people don't think they deserve to ask. And you do. That's what they're there for. Other times, you know, it can be that it's just something they didn't think of, or they don't think it's a big enough problem or whatever. But you have your own entourage that want to be there, that want to help you.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really good. Well, there is a couple of questions in the chat room from people in there. And
sure.
Skating Angel is asking, were the sounds musical notes that you heard?
You know, they'd be stuff like I would get, what's your name? And I would get, mwah, mwah, mwah. Okay? You know, mm-hmm. Like noises like that, that, of course, are just noise. It could have made sense to somebody who wrote music, but to me, it was just noise, because I really know nothing. I've learned more since then about music. I think I have tuning forks and things like that I now use in my healing modalities, or in my healing sessions. And I'd love to get some crystal balls, some, like, my next wish list is, what are those, if you could see my hands, the therapy crystal balls that you can hold
yes.
in your hands and play. I got to play some last fall at a workshop, and it was just awesome. So I'd love to have those and have, you know, crystal ball meditations. If you've never attended a crystal ball meditation,
oh, I have, yeah.
Get yourself to one, because they're awesome.
Absolutely. And loads of sound healing workshops as well I've been to.
Yep.
And they're absolutely, yeah, phenomenal.
And because I am a healer, and I've been healing since I was a child with words and with my hands. It was too. Sort of like, because I don't know sound, if I go to someplace like a festival, I usually go to the sound healing workshops because they're not something that's natural for me that way, in this incarnation. And so those are the ones I enjoy the most because it's something that's new and different that I don't do for myself. So I often go to sound healing ones. You'll see me in them or chanting or something like that.
Yeah, have you ever had a sound bath?
A what?
A sound bath. That's where they have the big gongs.
Yeah,
they're absolutely brilliant. And they can be very, very loud. But once you go into the meditation, it doesn't sort of bring you out of it, does it? It sort of, you're in there with it, with all the musical instruments.
It's absolutely
phenomenal. If you have never, anybody listening, haven't been to a sound bath, go to one of those. They're absolutely really healing as well.
The lady, the one I went to in the fall, that's what she had, a gong, she had everything. But I did have straight, just a gong healing, which was phenomenal in that, you know, it was a friend of mine and I was staying with him in Victoria. And he said, would you like to have a gong meditation? And I said, sure. And so I'm lying there and he just starts gonging. And that was my first thought was, God, that's loud. I wonder what his neighbors are thinking. And it literally like took me to levels that I had never been to before. I was astounded. I think I even got a parking ticket because we were gone for so long that I ran out of my parking meter. And,
you were gone for so long.
Yeah, exactly. I was gone way out of there. And, in fact, I think he actually has some gong meditation CDs now out, and it is phenomenal. And I thought the same thing, wow, this is kind of weird. It was amazing. So, yeah, sound in all of its aspects from, you know, I have chimes and bells hanging around my house. And, in fact, I think last year there was an earthquake on just off the Queen Charlotte Islands or Haida Gwaii, whatever people know it by in the world. Mm-hmm. And none of my neighbors said they heard it. And I said, well, first of all, I was actually grabbing my couch because I thought I was sliding down the hill. I actually thought the mountain was sliding. And I said, and the thing that attracted me the first was my bells and my chimes and things started all ringing in my house.
Wow.
And so, you know, in a way it was sort of a healing. And you can also, that's a really, your chimes, your wind chimes, Tibetan chimes, anything like that. Oh, there, Shirley said, are good for clearing energy. And that's it. I clear my energy all the time in my house.
Yes.
When I had a teenager in my house, I cleaned his room on a weekly basis. And I have them hanging there so that if there is any slight movement, they'll ring. And it's kind of cool, but it let me know other things. But, yeah, bells are really good for clearing.
Yeah,
well, the other thing I would get for names, not just sounds, was I would get, like, one of them was, what did he tell me his name was? Topono or something like that was how he taught me to pronounce his name. And now I realize that was Jesus, and that was a name that I actually knew him of in a past life.
Wow.
And so he used that because he didn't want me to necessarily say, oh, my God, Jesus is here, you know, because that does – people go, oh, you know, and get all caught up in that instead of the message.
Yes, that's true. Well, speaking of Doreen Virtue, it wasn't until I read her book, one of the books, that I realized that I'd been working with Serapis Bay because they help musicians. So my songs are sort of blogs put to music, if you will, and that's one of my guides at a channel. These songs through.
Yes, I was told years ago that I worked with Serapis Bay, and it wasn't until I did the book, and then I called him in specifically, and I went, oh, okay, I know you. And so it was really neat, because up to that point, I really thought, oh, yeah, okay, I think they just told me that. I think they're just name-dropping again. And that's what those kinds of books like Doreen Virtue's or like mine help people realize that they've probably been working with some of these people for you know, since they were kids and not even necessarily knowing it.
That's true, yeah. And but I mean, as far as name dropping, I'd never even heard the name, but I did actually get a lot of information about Akhenaten, and that was one of his earthly incarnations, and in particular his wife Queen Nefertiti, and I did sort of like a 15-year journey with Queen Nefertiti before I actually found out about Serapis Bay being the incarnation. I mean, he's the ascended master of Akhenaten, Yeah, so it's really weird. There's no coincidences at all.
No, there are not. And that's what's really important to know, is there isn't. Nothing is an accident. In our dream time, we're out there renegotiating our contracts and setting things up with our guides and angels in our lives. And, you know, people cross our path. I remember my son's father, they once told me that we had known each other for 4 years. And that last time when we created my son was the last time our paths would cross, if I hadn't, you know, said, when my guides and angels said, from this point forward, your life will no longer be the same. And had I not said, yay, go for it, you know, we would have moved on and he would have had a different father. And so it is really quite amazing to see, you know, how many times you could cross paths with people that you have contracts with. But we have, of course, we're governed by free will. And so if we don't, you know, go to the mat, per se, then we just move on to someone else to play that role for us in our lives.
That's true. Anyway, we do have quite a few callers on the switchboard, so do you mind if I bring one on? Sorry to interrupt you mid-flow.
I was finished.
area code 619. They've been waiting online for 27 minutes, so I'll just bring them on. Hello, are you there? Area code 619.
Yes, I just want to say hi to Sharon. Steve.
Hi,
Steve.
Oh, you want to say hi. Oh, lovely. Do you want a message?
Lovely.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I'd love one. I heard him.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right. That's Steve from California.
Oh, hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. All right. For you, your reading's all about magic and creating in your life and using your guides and angels to help you with things. And they said that they have some important stuff they want to communicate with you. So take some time to go into meditation and talk to your guides and angels. They want to help you see the bigger picture so you can experience the success that you want in this lifetime. And, you know, you're going there, you're heading in the right direction. The sun is before you. Life is wonderful. So thrive through the power of your positive thinking and become that inspired success.
Is the weather any better for you?
It's a beautiful sunny day here, and it's about 7 degrees Celsius, which is probably about 45 Fahrenheit.
I'm glad. Thank you.
So much better.
Wonderful.
I know the east coast of Canada is not having such a good time, but we out here in the west, it's beautiful today.
Oh, yeah, they're really suffering. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, they are. I've heard they got some more snow and some more storms and a whole bunch of other things back there. So, yes, the Rocky Mountains seem to have been protecting us from that. All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve. Thank you. It's nice to hear a man's voice on there as well, because we usually do get quite a lot of ladies calling in. So we'll just put Steve back on hold. And if you'd like to take another caller, Sharon, I'll bring on area code 917.
All right.
Hello. Area code 917. Is that Helen?
Ellen.
Ellen? No?
That
hello.
Could be.
You can speak to us. We're nearly human.
She is in the chat room, so maybe she ran out to the washroom or something.
Oh, maybe. Okay, well, we'll put it back on mute again for a minute and bring on area code 760. So area code 760. Hello, you're live on air with Sharon.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hiya. Who are we speaking to?
This is Chuika from California.
From California. Mrs. Chuika?
Yes.
Okay, have you got a first name?
No, that's my first name.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Mrs. Chuika. Okay, Chuika. Lovely name, isn't it? Unusual, that.
Thank you. I wanted to ask, I've been getting like a lot of dizziness, and a specialist said it was the crystals in my ears. And I've been, it's been a month already where they took in a long time to put in my referral to, so I can go to therapy. And I've been crying a lot and praying a lot, but it feels like nothing's being done.
And so you'd like to know what we can do to help you?
Yes, please.
Okay, so now if it has to do with physical stuff, your ears are connected oftentimes with your third eye on an energetic level. And so I don't know if you've done any work with third eye opening or anything like that. Have you been doing any work, any spiritual work that way?
Yeah, I was. I was getting into like crystal healing, trying to open like my third eye. I took in like panic healing classes. Mm-hmm. But then the dizziness stuff happened and it scared me a lot and I stopped.
Okay. I think that that's what it is. I think that your third eye is partially open, and that's why you're having all this dizziness. And so what I would do is either ask them to dial it down or speed it up and get this over with so you can get on with your life. Call in Archangel Raphael. He's always good for any kind of healing work, and he came right away, and he said, really, it's the two lobes in your brain are trying to find the balance. As well, you could be your solar plexus, that's coming to me. There is actually, there's a technique called the hypothalamus clearing technique, and if you send me an email, I'll send you the meditation on it, and it may help you. And it really works with the solar plexus and clearing that. So send me an email at Sharon@playingwiththeuniverse.com, and I will send you a link to go download the hypothalamus clearing technique. And this can often happen when you first start doing energy work and there's other stuff that's going on around you, and it's just stuff you need to clear. And I think that it will probably help you a lot, clearing with things. Also, do a daily cleansing vortex. Do you use shields and filters at all?
Shields?
Shields and filters, yeah.
No, I haven't.
Obviously not.
I was just going to say, I've never heard that. I just say, I surround myself with the white light of the Holy Spirit and protect myself from any negative. That's the only thing I'll say and do.
Okay, so that is a shield, sort of. So what I do is I'm an empath, and I've been an empath all my life. I have absolutely no idea what it's like to walk into a room and not know what everybody's thinking and feeling. And so at a very early age, in order to be in public, I had to learn how to use shields and filters. And I never want to cut myself off from the world because I want to experience it. That's what I'm here to do. And so I'm big on filters. And so what I do is I imagine that there's, and I do this anytime when I'm going to go out or be with other people. Like my house, I put in sacred space every single day. So I keep reinforcing it. But, you know, if you're living in the middle of a city, it's something that you should do more often. I live in a small city now, so it's not quite as manic as it was when I lived downtown Vancouver. And what I do is I imagine that it's like a wire mesh that's malleable, so it's like mercury and it can move, but it has little holes in it so that all the beneficial energy can come in and I can send out all my beneficial energy. But anything that's not beneficial to me just will bounce right off it and not affect me. Same with people who have like spiky energy who, you know, are out there and just angry with the world. And so if I happen to go by them, I don't feel them anymore. If I forget to do it and say like I'm in the middle of Vancouver and the Stanley Cup riot breaks out because I was in the middle of Vancouver when the Stanley Cup riot broke out a couple years ago, and I actually had to leave right away. I said to myself, I got to go home today. I can't be here. And because, of course, I could just feel the energy building. And so when I know that's happening, usually I just remove myself from it if it's really strong. That would be the only time I would use protection and just totally cut myself off while I get my bearings. And then as soon as I'm centered and grounded, then I just make it, again, malleable because, of course, I'm here to share and spread love and light with the world and to help others. So, you know, if you're in a harsh environment, you can want to redo your shields like every couple hours even. If it's really bad, even every hour, as soon as you feel like you're feeling other people's stuff, then you know it's time to reapply your shields. And I do actually also have an article on shields and filters that I put out there that says, you know, the different colors of light that you can use. So like, you know, like you said, white light for protection, you know, blue light brings communication and just different things like that. But you don't need to necessarily know what they are. You can just say, you know, I want to say you're going to give a speech. You want to communicate clearly and you want people to be open and to hear your message. Then you'd put yourself in like a nice blue light and things like that. So there's different things you can use, but your spirit knows what to do with them. You don't have to know which color is good for what and just ask them. But I do have some articles out there. There's some links on my homepage, which is www.playingwiththeuniverse.com, to some of these articles. But I can send it to anybody specifically. Send me an email, and I'll be happy to send you the link so you can read it with a little bit of information on the filters from Archangel Michael.
Okay, I will. You said it was Sharon. What was that again?
Sharon.
Your email at Tapcorn.
Playing with no, my yeah. my email is just Sharon at playingwiththeuniverse.com.
Sharon playing with the universe.com. Playing with the universe. Okay. I'll definitely email you for that information.
Sure.
Because the dizziness, it like just happened a long time ago. I was kicking my head, so I thought maybe it was from that. But it just happened one day. That was like 10 years ago it happened. So it happened one day, and I was like, so I was scared. It like scared me, and then like a year and a half ago, and anxiety started hitting me all of a sudden. And so, like, I felt like maybe I wasn't supposed to be doing this healing stuff. So then maybe I should stop. And it just scared me. I thought I was supposed to stop or something.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. You know, everything that I do, everybody has natural abilities to do these things. It's just that mine were never shut down in me. And a lot of times I get people that come to me for healing, and that was it. You know, they saw a ghost when they were 5, and they told their mom, and, you know, their mom wanted to take them to the priest for exorcism. And you know, of course, they shut it down, and they no longer wanted to see things that didn't exist. Now, when I was 5, and the school phoned my mom 3 times in the first week, my beautiful mom, who is actually quite Catholic, thankfully said, Sharon, honey, don't tell your strange stories at school. Why don't you just share them at home with us and, you know, mom and the family? The rest of the world's not necessarily ready for them. So instead of shutting it down in me, she just taught me a little bit about discernment on who I shared what with, which was really a gift to me. But most of us have these natural abilities. We've just shut them down because of fear at some point in our lives.
Wow, yes. I thought that's what happened to me. It's a lot of things scared me, especially the anxiety, and I thought maybe I should just change something and not do that anymore and move on to something else.
No, I think that it's part of your path and part of your purpose, and it feels really good to me, so don't be afraid of it. Just get ready for the next stage that you're ready to move on to something new, and it will bring you great happiness, so.
Thank you so much. I'm going to email you right now for that info.
Okay, I'll get to you after the show.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening, guys.
You too. What a lovely lady with a lovely energy.
Yeah, and a great call. I like that, you know, she didn't just want a reading. She needed help, and you know, there is help, too.
And anything you say that helps anyone else out there, they can take that on board. Because sometimes the message is for other people as well, isn't it?
That's it. There's no accident why everybody is here together. Same with when on Thursdays when I do my readings. And, you know, there's a message in every reading for every person that's there if they choose to listen. And I've actually had people say that. I don't even ask for a reading because I know I'm getting my message through the other readings.
Yeah.
Because they speak to me. And there is no accident, like we talked about earlier. We're all here for a reason, so. All our energies connecting together are for a reason. We contracted this thousands of years ago, believe it or not.
We did.
We'd all be here this day, 2014.
Oh. And, well, I've just unmuted Skating Angel because we had her on mute last time, and she pressed the mute button by accident and couldn't speak online. So are you there, Skating Angel? Yes, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, we can. You're live on air with Karen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have you a question for Sharon, or did you want to angel guidance or message of some sort?
Well, I wanted to ask Sharon, guides in other realms, where is that in terms of publication? And then if she has some time, I would love to have a reading.
It is here on my computer. It's ready to go. I've had a couple people buy in to get it published. I still need a few more because it costs a little bit more, and our Canadian dollar is down, so it costs even a little bit more right now. If I don't have enough people buying in by the end of February, the people that have bought in, I'm just going to run them off a copy and send it to them until then. So it's ready to go. It's sitting here. It's beautiful.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah. It's amazing when I read it. Of course, as it sits here, I improve it every time because, you know, I keep reading it. But what I'll do is I'll actually find myself lost in it. And when I come back to this planet after I've read a message and I go, wow, I find that my hand's on my heart and I go, oh, my God, I wrote this and it's still amazing to me. And it's like the first time I've read it, every time I go over it, and I've already read it I don't know how many times. So it's pretty neat.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you'd like a reading, would you?
Yes, I would, Sharon.
All right. We'll see what they have to share with you today. Okay. You got a little mixed bag of everything. And so let's just say that there's some completions definitely happening in your life. And they said that these are leading to your dreams becoming your reality, and you have a joyful time ahead. So let go of any unnecessary worry or any thoughts that you know, of regret, guilt, anything from the past. It's time to let it go and focus on what you desire and what your desired outcome is, because you are ready to move on to something more in your life. And just get ready and just keep everything in balance in your earth plane. You're creating the things you need. So just keep going forward with that.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. And thank you so much, Sharon, and it's a joy to hear you.
And thank you for being here at this time. We're up earlier for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for your call, Skating Angel. What a lovely name, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so are you okay to take another caller, or do you need to get a drink or take a break or anything like that? You're okay?
There you go. I took a sip. I'm good.
All right. Okay, so we'll bring area code 619 on. They've been working 33 minutes. By the way, if anybody else wants to call in, it's 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001 in front. 001-646-929-0461. Okay, so area code 619, you're on with Sharon. Who are you and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name's Donna. Hi, I'm Donna from San Diego.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm enjoying listening. Yeah, I would just like to get a reading, if I may.
Sure.
There you go, Sharon.
Yeah. All right. As soon as you bring the people up, I start getting cards, which is nice. When I do my own show, it's different because I have to push all the buttons. So it's nice that all I have to do is do the readings and listen. Okay.
That's why I'm here.
That's it. I love it. So let's see. You got a nice mixture of cards in that, you know, like the four bodies, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And so they said that what's really important for you is to take care of yourself right now. You have the ability to do what you want, to do what you love. There might be little restrictions holding you in place, but you have the ability to make things beautiful all around you, even though you might not have the movement you desire. And they said, just be careful not to overanalyze things. Sometimes we put too much mental energy, and just sort of keep the balance between your physical world and your emotional world. And they said there's some new possibilities coming your way, so seek them out. Ask your angels and guides to help bring them in. If there's something in particular that you want to bring more magic into your life, it's definitely there and it's definitely available to you. And they said just the challenge is keeping your worlds in balance, not becoming too emotional or too mental. I think I was talking about this with someone last night, and I said, when I was a child, they called me Spock. Now I think they call me too emotional. And so somewhere in the middle of the logic and the emotion, you know, comes out everything else. And they said, really, that's your challenge at this time, is just finding that balance in that for yourself.
Yeah. Good.
But you're doing really well. Things are progressing as they should be. And
good.
Keep charging forward.
All right. Well, that sounds really promising. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, we're getting some lovely callers today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're okay to carry on, are you, Sharon?
Sure.
Okay, did we have area code 504?
I don't think so.
There's been so many callers on this switchboard coming and going that it's easy to get confused. 504. Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, my name is Debbie. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Debbie?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Lovely to hear your voice.
Say it again?
Lovely to hear you.
Oh, thank you. You too. Okay. I am very upset today. I feel like maybe the man I'm seeing, I don't know. I feel he's a good person, but I feel like he talks out of both sides of his mouth. Like, almost like I'm being, like, sweet-talked to keep me around. But a lot of people tell me I'm wrong, so I'm wondering if this is past life stuff or...
Okay.
But it's, I feel like something just broke today, and I'm so sad.
All right. All right, let's see what we get. How interesting. We got all court cards. Okay, so I am going to say that trust yourself, but I think that he's okay. I don't have a bad feeling. In fact,
that's what everybody says. Like,
the comment that came in the card was committed romantic relationship. So that makes me think that it's a good, sturdy, strong, authentic person. But at the same time is, you know, it could be a past life thing because I'm feeling like my heart's fluttering, like, you know, like when I would meet someone new and it's exciting and things like that. So it feels good. It feels safe. And Archangel Raphael is saying that it's safe for you to trust, but it also is important for you to trust yourself. So my recommendation would be to go into a meditation and see if it's not a past life connection or even past this lifetime, because let's face it, we, you know, unless you're 12, you've had a relationship in the past that's let you down at some point. And it could be that you've reached that same level where before people have let you down. And so you're not sure that, you know, you're going to expect that again and that you should release it and move on. But they also said, you know what to do. So trust yourself at the same time.
Well, like, I do want to spend more time by myself. And then he asked me, like, not to, like, he's like, but I miss you. But then on the other hand, like, he's like, well, like, he sends mixed messages on that, too. And so it's very confusing for me to sift. And plus, I have, you're right, I have trust issues. You know, he always plans in the future, one day this, one day that. I almost don't want him to talk about that. I just want to live in the now.
And you know what? So just tell them that. Say, you know what? I like this. I think that this has some exciting new potential, but I also want to be in the now, and I want to just experience what is at this moment.
Okay. Do you think he's a waterbed. I feel like waterbeds could trap energy and be negative at some point.
Well, you know what? That's funny. I just like I think like within the last 2 days, I was thinking about my water bed. Water is
water
can. I don't anymore, but I used to. And in fact, I was wondering if they even still made them. Was my thought because I loved my water bed.
He made one. You can get a kit and make them. But I mean, if you think about Dr. Emoto's work, what are you trapping? Like you have a nightmare? Is it still there? You can't really drain it every day.
You could send it love and thank you every day. Okay.
Oh, I haven't sending it hate.
Well, that's not a good thing because that's what it'll hold because of Dr. Emoto's work. And remember that, you know, they took like the stuff from a dam that was poisoned and made it beautiful just by their thoughts. So easily, just by sending it love and thank you, you can make for the most amazing sleeps. And as well, water makes you more sensitive. I get great inspirations in the bathroom, and I always have. I keep a notebook in there because, of course, as soon as I'm in the water environment, boom, stuff, ideas come flooding in and things like that. And so, you know, a waterbed is you can use to help have prolific dreams and things like that, and it will make you more sensitive to them.
What about, why'd you get rid of yours? I'm just curious.
You know, because the bedroom that I moved, when I moved into an apartment, it was small. I had a king-size waterbed, and it was too small. The room was too small for the king-size bed, and so I traded it with a girlfriend of mine. And
I feel like it doesn't have support.
Sleeping on futons, so.
Okay. It feels like it doesn't have support. That's why I was wondering, I don't know, on an energy standpoint. Okay.
Yeah, no, I maybe it needs more water.
It
maybe
does.
It's just low
it
on
does.
Water. that will make a difference.
Thank you so much. It's been bothering me. It's an odd question, but it's been bothering me.
Yeah. Well, you know, you said I haven't been happy all of a sudden today. Since October, I've been watching the solar flares and the solar activity and the geomagnetic fields that are being bombarded at the Earth. And since October, we have had, I can count on my hands, the number of days where we have had no activity up there. And what happens is that energy, we just had a big storm yesterday, actually, huge, one of the biggest ones I've seen in a while. And what happens is things that need to come up to the surface are coming up to the surface for people. So anybody out there that hasn't been having fun, a lot of that has to do with stuff coming up. So stuff's coming up, you know, in our government, in our personal lives, like just around us, stuff that needs to be brought up is coming forward.
Okay.
So hang in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
Donna. That was really interesting. I used to have a waterbed, but my sister had one first. She said, I've had to get rid of my waterbed. And so I said, why? She said, oh, the running costs were too high. And I envisioned it, running down the road, the running costs were too high. But I loved mine, but it started overheating, and I was sort of boiling in bed, so I just got rid of it. But I loved it. It was great. And like you, Sharon, if I get in the bath, I get loads of ideas and tunes and all sorts coming into my head.
Yeah, someone in the chat room mentioned the beach. They go for grounding and inspiration. That's it. Any kind of water just is amazing. Creeks, lakes, waterfalls. Waterfalls are so cleansing. If you get the chance to go sit by a waterfall, it will totally clear your energy and you'll get impressions and visions. And it's as good as, you know, same with if you go to crystal beds or if you get to go on a crystal hunt or somewhere where there's crystals and under the ground that you don't even know of. They just make everything just really sensitive.
Well, water's such a brilliant conductor.
You don't want to live there, though, you know? Like, constantly being bombarded. That would be it's too much.
It depends on if you can handle it or not. I can handle a lot of energy, so I could live on a crystal bed. Actually, you know what? I couldn't. I would have to live beside the crystal bed because I don't take crystals in my bedroom at night because, like, I don't keep crystals in my bedroom because they literally will keep me awake by talking to me.
Oh, my gosh. I had a selenite in my room last night. I can't sleep.
Oh,
I can't sleep.
Do you know if I hold a selenite, I can't even speak?
Wow.
And a salt lamp. I have a salt lamp, too.
I have salt lamps, and they're okay in my bedroom. but not any other kind of crystal, starts talking to me, and I'm awake all night.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Wow. Thank you. Well, I'm air, too. I wonder if the element that you are, Aquarius. I'm all air, actually, because air and water, you know, it's a lot. And my boyfriend's fire, so we're the elements that don't really go with water. That's another option.
But I'm like a double Cancer, so I'm like a double water. Both my sun and my moon were in Cancer when I was born. But
so
I think I have like
water.
My rising is in Aries, which is I don't know what that is. I think that might be air.
Fire.
I can't remember. Fire. There you
it's
go.
Fire.
And fire and water. Fire puts out water, and water makes fire steam. So I should just be a regular conundrum, shouldn't I?
Okay. Thank you so much. This has been it has been interesting.
Good.
Thank you, Donna. It has. A lovely call. Thank you very much.
Okay,
great
bye-bye.
Questions. Thank you. Bye. Oh, lovely lady there, Donna.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay to take another caller, or
Certainly.
Shall we play a bit of music? Now, this caller has been waiting 11 minutes, but if you're okay, we'll bring them on.
Go for it.
Okay, go for it. Okay, it's area code 954. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Lucy. I'm calling from Florida, and I just have whatever divine message you have for me, I'd like to know.
Lucy, did you say?
Yes.
Lucy. Oh, hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Okay. You're live on air with Sharon.
All right, I'll just see what they have for you. I won a trip to Florida when my son was little. Quite enjoyed it.
Oh, it's nice.
Yes. Yeah, it was in August, so it was pretty warm.
Oh, it is hot.
Yeah, it was hot, but it was really neat because we also had those thunderous downpours, and of course it was hot rain, which coming from Vancouver wasn't in our field of experience. We didn't get hot rain there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've only been here a year, so I don't know.
Where did you come from?
All over the place, but I'm originally from Canada.
Oh, there you go. You're quite the little vagabond then, traveling about, little gypsy.
I am.
So you're a Canadian. Well, there you go. All right. So let's see. When I look at your little message, it's Archangel Raphael is there, and he said it's really important for you to follow your heart, that you should be tapped in, tuned on. You're receiving psychic information from your guides and angels. If you're not, they want you to start working on that because it's part of what you came here to experience. I don't know. Are you tapped in? Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. I'm very intuitive.
Okay. Okay. So as long as you know that, that's good. And that's
right.
What they said, that just really right now you're like going into like a second life. So I don't know if you're in a relationship. If you are, it's going to come to new levels. If not, there's potential for some new relationships in your life, relationships changing with family members even. And they said just make sure that you take time to have fun and enjoy life. That's really what you're here right now to experience.
So what do you mean the relationship is going to go to a different level?
So are you in a relationship with someone at the moment?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so what it means is it's going to come to new heights. So it's going to become, so let's say it's good now, it's going to be great then. If it's great now,
it's
going to be fantastic.
So good.
Then it's going to get better, or someone new is coming in. So, because there's definitely more balance and more harmony in your relationships, and they said it's a new level to your relationship. So, if it's time to part, it will, and you'll move on to something more because there is a happy love for you there.
Oh, wonderful! Is that person in the same place where I live?
What do you mean, like geography-wise?
Yes, exactly.
They're around you. So if they're not, they'll be called there.
Okay, and this is a destiny one? This is like a fated?
You made me vibrate. So, yeah, this is a contract relationship. So it's not, but it's a harmonious one. Sometimes, you know, especially when we're younger, our first relationships are more about karmic stuff that we want to complete. And this feels like it's, if I get this done and this done and this done, and I'm ready for you,
right,
then that's coming. So this actually feels more like someone from your soul family that you have really good karma with.
Wow, because that was really what my question was, to find
there
out.
There you go, they know.
To find out whether or not the relationship, yeah, I am in is really good for me, because I know it's great for the other person, but is it really good,
uh-huh,
for me?
Yeah, well, follow what's in your heart.
Okay.
That definitely was there. Follow your heart. That part of what you came here for is that love, that deep love inside of you, and you are deserving and you're worthy. So go for it. Trust your insights, because you are tapped in, tuned on.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay.
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 Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay.
Thank
you.
You're
very welcome.
Yeah. And you must let us know how you went on. You know, ring us back sometime in the future and let us know, and anyone who rings in, if you let us know how we went on with the messages and if your messages came true.
Okay, I love your accent.
Oh, thank you. I haven't got one to me. I love yours anyway. So,
didn't I see somewhere, Jeannie, that you were also from Canada at some point?
Not from there. I lived there for about seven years in Belleville. And, and I put, I was putting details on Facebook, and I put that I lived in Belleville. And when it came back to me, it said from Belleville, but I'm not there. I wasn't born there. But I loved it there. I didn't want to come back, but my parents were coming back, so that was that.
So you sort of had to at that age.
I've never been to Florida, Lucia. I'd love to go there.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I mean, I love it. Not everybody likes it, but I love the ocean, so that's probably why.
Me too.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you so much for your call, Lucy.
Okay,
and,
you're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. And if we have any other callers, if you want to call in, it's 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. And we actually do have another caller. Do you want to take them right now, Sharon? Or would you like to have a rest for a minute?
I'm fine.
Okay, right. Here she goes. Right. We've got area code 805. Who are we speaking to, please?
Oh, hi, Jan. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary. Lovely to hear from you. All right, thanks. See you.
Oh, nice to hear your voice. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing fine. Thank you.
Good. Where are you from, Mary?
Let's see. I'm from sunny California.
Uh-huh. How nice for you.
Yes. Actually, we could use rain, but I know it's coming, so we're just waiting.
Don't mention rain.
Right, you had a lot.
We need to get some kind of balance in our weathers, don't we?
We do.
Oh, I know. Yes.
We had earlier this year, one of our snowfalls was 52 centimeters of snow, which, what would that be?
Oh, my gosh.
That would be about 2.5 feet. I'm thinking.
Oh,
in one dump, and it broke all the records that were before I was even born, because I said, I don't think I ever shoveled that much snow in my life. And then when they said it broke records from, you know, before 1961, and I thought, well, that's it. I wasn't born yet, so I never had shoveled that much snow in one day in my life.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even fathom that.
No, jeez. I can't.
It was a tough day, let me tell you.
I've had to shovel mud before from flooding, but... that's no fun either.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't be any fun either.
Yeah. So,
would you like a message?
I would like a message. Yeah. Thank you.
And just anything in particular, or?
Just wondering what the angels are. If I'm getting the same message, maybe I just need some confirmation. So let's hear what you have to say. Thank you.
Sure. All right. Okay.
Yeah, Mary's one of our mediums that we have on regularly.
Ah, there you go. So let's see. Mary, what are they saying? They're saying that you're coming into a new, like a new beginning as well for you. And they said there's some new opportunities coming your way. And so follow what brings you happiness, obviously. As well, there could be a love interest or someone that a kindred spirit or someone who's, you know, maybe not romantic, but from your soul family coming into your life or in your life right now.
Oh, okay. Gee.
That wasn't what you wanted.
Well, no, that's okay. Well, you never know. I'm happily married, so I certainly wouldn't want to have a new love interest, but maybe it's renewing my husband's and my love interest.
And that could be rekindling love as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, or there's a good friend who is going to become more important in your life, male or female.
Oh, okay.
But this is someone who's like a really close soul family person.
Okay, that would make sense. I just joined a woman's circle, and there's a and the ladies that I'm, they're all, I feel that they're from my soul family, one in particular.
Yep.
So yeah, that confirms.
Yep, I'm
vibrating. Thank you.
Yep, that's her. Oh, yeah. my whole body, my hair, my legs, obviously, you know, it's still winter here, is standing straight up when you said that. So, yeah, that's it exactly. That's exactly what it is. And so this is really good. This is going to lead you on to the next step that you want to take in your life. And
great.
It's leading to the success that you want.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's terrific. And I, yeah, because I think she and I are going to be starting sort of a business together.
I was going to say a business together. Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
that feels really good, and that feels right.
Yeah. Now my hair's standing on end.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate that.
Oh, isn't it great when you get confirmation, Mary?
It sure is. It really is. Thank you very much. Thanks, angels.
Thanks for your call, Mary.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Lovely Lady Mary, she's back on the show soon. I haven't got the date just to hand. But if you're okay, we'll take another call. Sharon, is that okay?
Certainly.
And it's area code 727. And you're live on air with Sharon Taphorn. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Erin, and I'm in Florida.
Anne from Florida. Oh, another Florida lady. Hi, Anne. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Sharon, I've been doing some volunteer work and working with people, with women in different kinds of circumstances. And I recently wrote an article, and I used some examples from my own past to sort of support my position in the article. And then I heard from a woman named Carmela and another woman named Kathy Lee that it was being perceived that I was living in the past as opposed to using my examples to help other people deal with similar situations. So I think I'm on the right path. I think maybe where they were coming from, maybe they were looking at their own behavior in the situation and just wanted me to stay silent and not talk about it. That's my thought, that they were embarrassed because I was potentially revealed things that they had done that were what was inappropriate.
Yep.
As opposed to...
That's exactly it. You made them uncomfortable.
Okay.
And you keep doing it because that is how people learn. They do not learn because you tell them something. They learn because you've experienced it and you've survived it and you've come out the other way. The only time that it's unhealthy and that you're living in the past is if it's unhealed for you. And that would be, it doesn't sound like that in my voice. You'd have teared up by now if it wasn't healed. And that's really that's how you know. But of course, that's why people who have a lot of stuff in their past are meant to be teachers, because you went through all that stuff, so you can say, "I hear you. I know what you're feeling,"
and you really do
because you've been there, done that. And sometimes, you know, we go through these things. They said, "Don't worry about the mental energy of others." And of course, that's it. You made them. They haven't healed it. And by you bringing it up, they're experiencing it. And so ignore those kind of people. I get that occasionally, too, from people. And in fact, I get this one person that sends me negative stuff all the time. And it's hilarious because she actually, and she says, well, you know, you should be following this and you should be following this. And I keep saying, you know what, have you ever been to my website? Because if you did, you wouldn't be saying these things because I have all that stuff on my website too. But of course, they're just in their own world. And so they don't see the forest through the trees because they need to heal some stuff that they're going through. And but that's how you teach. You teach the kids nowadays, like the indigo energy, the energy that's on the planet, the crystal energy is all about us walking our talk. And so if you haven't been there, done that, you're not walking your talk. And it's their own healing thing. So unless you're still caught up in that and still living in fear of that, then it's healed and you're meant to share it and teach it with others. So go for it.
Right. And that's all it was. I was using it as examples to help other people who are actually dealing with it now. And I was actually pretty separated from it, so it kind of caught me by surprise of their, like you were saying, their over-emotionality and their attachment. I was like, I have no idea what you're, your way to attach to whatever it is.
If your first feeling was, oh my God, now they know who I am, then you haven't healed it. It's sort of like one of the examples, I kept getting the same boss over and over again in my life, and they just kept changing names. They even looked like. And what happened was when I would screw up their names or I would forget their names, I would remember the situation, but the people, I couldn't remember who the actual characters were anymore because I'd healed it and moved on. But at the same time is, until I set my boundaries, I kept repeating that. And so really that was the story, was me learning to set my boundaries and say, you know what, I deserve way better than this, you guys.
With the one woman, it was more of, I was telling a story in a way that she didn't want to remember it, and maybe how she had participated in a way that somehow, the change in the story somehow reflected on what her behavior in it. And the other woman, it was definitely self-reflection on how she had dealt with the situation. You know, hearing the story, you know, hearing this thing, you know, I think she was definitely reflecting on herself and didn't want to hear that. So she was like, oh, you're living in the past, basically. You know, don't shine that light in my eyes. It's painful.
Yeah.
So I wasn't
and
doing
that's
because
she's not healed. Yeah.
Right. And I wasn't doing it to them. I was kind of curious about what their reaction would be, but it was more to help other people deal with similar situations. So I was just trying to make sure I was on the right path with that. I really appreciate your help.
Yep. No worries. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Anne.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Good luck. Thank you very much. Great advice there, Mary. Sharon. I've got Mary on the brain now. It's right. You don't mind what I call you, do you? As long as it's not profane.
That's it. And even then, I'm probably not going to take it personally.
Well, anyway, I'll bring the last caller on because we've got about 12 minutes left. And so we'll bring area code 703 on. And thank you, Anne, for calling in. And area 703, what's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hello, everybody. Eric from Virginia.
Hi, Eric. Lovely to hear another man's voice. We get mainly ladies calling in. But
and I'm calling from...
We're starting with a man and we're finishing with a man.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I am calling from snowy Virginia.
Snowy Virginia. Wow.
Which isn't often snowy, is it? Or is it?
Oh, it was quite a snow, yes.
But you don't normally get snow, do you?
No, we do. We do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This was, we had about a foot and a half.
Uh-huh.
And so the good thing was at least the workplace was like closed for a while.
Oh, there you go.
It's a bonus, isn't it?
Yes.
That's just a drop in a bucket here. They don't close anything for a foot and a half of snow.
Well, not
actually,
up north.
Actually, the school buses might not have run.
Well, if we get snow, the country grinds to a halt because we're not used to it.
Well, are you speaking of Ireland or Britain?
England.
Okay, England, yeah, you've had a lot of flooding lately.
Oh, we have, down south, yes.
Yes, yes.
But we don't get that much snow, really.
Did
so,
you know
did
that,
you,
Sorry? I'm sorry, but I just want to say, did you know that I was born in London?
Oh, were you? Oh, yeah. You've picked yourself a lovely accent up over there.
Right.
Right.
But I know time is short here, so I'm just looking to for a quick general, which you've been doing, I think, pretty much for like everybody. What kind of positive vibes do you see coming down the pike here, maybe for the year or for the next few months?
Okay. Well, your first card was "It's your lucky day." So that tells me that you're doing some good stuff. You're creating some good things on the earth plane. They say you have the talents, you have the skills, you have the resources available to you to do whatever it is that you like. So if you're looking for a change in job or a promotion, go for it. Now would be a really good time to do that. They said really... it's all part of your mastery and what you're doing right now in your life. And there could even be maybe even a move or some travel coming your way. But they just said stay determined, keep your focus, and be open to possibilities because there are some opportunities that are being presented to you. If you're unsure, you need some help, ask your angels to help you, that they will come and lighten your load, put the right people into place, help you find people that will assist you in what you need to do. And they said, be open to other people. Don't try to do everything yourself. And follow your heart. That's what's most important for you.
Well, I think you hit a lot of true points there.
Oh, good.
because I generally do like to work. Generally do like to work by myself, and two, I am creating something. I'm working hard on trying to create something and get it out there in the world. And so it looks like I'm on the right track, and that everything should start to, show itself maybe pretty soon. Hopefully, over the next few months. To a year.
I would say yes. I would say definitely with having an earth card first, that shows that it's what's manifesting closest to you, and so you're ripe and ready.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for the reading. Appreciate it, and I will certainly let you know how all this goes.
Awesome. Love to hear.
Yeah, that's great, Eric. Don't forget to call in anytime. You hear that Sharon is back on again, so you can let us know how you went on. And,
all right.
Thank you very much for your lovely call. It's lovely energy there with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful rest of, I guess this is more the week now. We're in the start of the week, so I was about to say the weekend. It's been a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you guys have a holiday, don't you?
Yes.
We don't. Do you?
Yeah,
not
States,
in England.
President's
no,
Day?
No, we don't here.
Yeah.
In the U.S., yes, it's George Washington's, and I believe Lincoln's birthday, and that's why they call it President's Day. So they merge the two into one day, and then they have a lot of sales at the stores. So that's what it's all about.
Any excuse for a holiday. That's great.
All right, well, lovely speaking to you both. Take care, and I'll chime in sometime soon. Take care.
You too. Thanks for your call, Eric.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. And thank you for the lovely message for Eric there, Sharon.
You're welcome.
And we're just about going to run out of time. So before we do, would you like to just mention your website again, please?
Sure. My website would be www.playingwiththeuniverse.com, all one word, obviously, theplayingwiththeuniverse.com. And you can email me at sharon@playingwiththeuniverse.com if you have any comments or questions. And can I just quickly, Shirley said that she couldn't call in and she wanted to know if she can have a little bit of a message.
Yes.
And the message I got was from Archangel Raphael, and he said that very soon she will be announcing the arrival of her beautiful first grandchild. And they said, don't allow the bumps in the road to get you down. Keep yourself positive. You have some stuff behind you. follow your heart, follow your passion, that the challenges you're currently going through are to help you be more in that place, in a better place for yourself, and that there's some opportunities coming your way. So just celebrate this baby's new arrival and keep yourself positive.
Oh, and enjoy being a grandmother, Shirley.
Yeah, enjoy that excitement. But yeah, it's literally any day, Archangel Raphael said, little bundle will arrive.
Oh, and they're great because you can hand them back when you get fed up.
I think that they live together, so you know,
right.
It's a little harder to do that, but she gets to experience it in the wonderful ways that you don't. So.
Okay, so thank you so much once again, and you have a beautiful meditation that we still have on Switchboard, and one of these days when you come back on, Sharon, we might even have time to play it.
Okay. Thanks
but
for having me.
Not today. I'm sorry. Thank you very much for being here. And thank you to the callers for calling in. Thank you to the people in the chat room. And thank you to the people listening in on air and people who will be in archives later on. Next week, we have Janet Reagan Sinclair from England. So please tune in for Reagan Sinclair. I don't know why I said Janet. Janine Reagan Sinclair. And she's a very popular reader. So thank you very much for being here today, and hopefully we'll have Gary with us next week. And we're going to finish with a song called More Than a Feeling by Boston. So just to pick up the energies, thank you so much, Sharon, once again. Goodbye and God bless. We love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Dream of a girl I used to know.
You still there, Sharon? Hello?
I am still here. I was muted. Sorry, you couldn't hear me talking back to you.
No, it's all right. I just thought I'd wait. I didn't know if she'd said thank you for using Blog Talk Radio or not. But I just thought I'd say thank you very much. You were brilliant as always.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are you going to come back soon?
Anytime.
Oh, shall I give you a date for about 6 weeks?
Sure.
Or is that too soon?
Not for me. I don't know if it is for you.
No.
I don't mind.
No, I'll just get my calendar up.
Me too.
A second, and I'll just give you a date. And, yeah, we had some lovely callers today.
We did. It's nice because I get a lot of, you know, we had a few West Coast, but in my show, because it's at 6 in the evening, our time, so it starts at 9 Eastern, I get a lot of West Coast people, whereas I find when I do yours, because it's earlier, I get a lot of East Coast people, so it is kind of neat.
Yeah, good. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
To get different ones, because then, you know, if they see your show advertised, they'll tune in, you know, from there, won't they?
Exactly.
Great. Right. Well, let me just have a look and see what I've got. I've got April. Was that any good? April 21st?
April, isn't that the first day of spring?
Is it? Oh.
That's okay. I have no problem with that. No, it'll be March 21st. What am I talking about? Yeah, sure. That's actually Easter weekend.
Oh, is it? Is that okay for you?
Shouldn't be a problem.
Well, I'll jot you in, and if you have any problem, you can always let me know.
Yeah, I mean, even if my son is here and doesn't go home that day, there's no reason why I can't come into town for 2 hours.
Oh.
So when he's here, I often stay out at my mom's, eh? And she lives out of range.
Oh, right. Okay.
She lives in the bush.
Oh, does she?
She doesn't have high-speed internet there. She can only get dial-up.
Oh, right. So it's not very good for doing the show from there, is it?
You can't.
No, that's
anyway,
it.
She doesn't even have it anymore because, of course, it's just not worth it. Dial-up is, you know, only to check your email, so why bother anymore? So Healing Fountain Radio on the 21st. All right.
Okay, so I've put you down the 21st of April.
Yep.
I'll just double-check it. Okay, and thank you very much once again. Hopefully we'll have Gary.
Yes.
All right,
hopefully
then.
He's enjoying his little adventure.
Yeah, he's doing a sacred ceremony out of town, he said.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally he does the sacred pipe ceremonies.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not sure if it's a pipe ceremony he's doing or whether he's going to a sweat lodge.
So, you know what? I felt like he was at a sweat lodge.
Yeah.
That's what I was feeling. I feel
he
a
is.
Sweat lodge.
Yeah.
Which is something I've not experienced and always wanted to.
Me neither. I don't know about that because I think some of them take their clothes off.
Yeah, but you're in pitch black, so.
Oh, that's all right then.
Usually there's not a drop of light, so, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that. I had visions of everybody.
I've also heard of only women's sweats as well, because not every woman's comfortable getting naked in front of a man.
Oh, women don't sweat. We just glow.
Oh, no, that's what I think. Women glow, men perspire, and horses sweat.
Is that it? That's a good one.
My whole body will just let it pour out.
Oh, well. Anyway, thanks once again, and I'm glad you're coming back in April. And because some of the people that called in might have a bit of news, an update on what you shared with them, which will be great, won't it?
Yeah.
I always like to have people calling back in and saying, you know, that things have turned out great for them.
Yep.
So, okay then, thanks again, once again.
Okay. All right,
I'll go and get to my bed. I've gone brain dead.
Okay. Have sweet, pleasant dreams now.
Thank you very much. Okay then. Speak soon. Okay.
Bye.